Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs 7th meeting of National Board for Wildlife at Junagadh in Gujarat. Commends the role of tribal communities and women in preserving the Asiatic lion habitat. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah says, along with driving the country's development, dairy sector plays important role in strengthening the rural economy. Supreme Court rules visually impaired persons cannot be denied opportunity of employment in judicial services. Director Sean Baker's Anora sweeps the Oscars with 5 awards including Best Picture, Best Director and Best Actress. In Jammu and Kashmir, plains and upper reaches of Kashmir Valley receive rain and snowfall since early morning. And India's Krishna Jaishankar becomes first Indian woman to cross 16-meter mark in indoor shot put. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasangir in Junagadh district of Gujarat today on the occasion of World Wildlife Conservation Day. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav, members from different states, representatives from NGOs, chief wildlife wardens and secretaries from various states participated in the meeting. Various issues pertaining to wildlife conservation and management were discussed in the board's meeting. This board works for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forests with the Prime Minister as its chairperson. More from our correspondent.
During the meeting, PM also virtually laid the foundation stone for the National Reference Center for Wildlife at Junagadh. He also unveiled the 16 Asiatic Lion Population Estimation 2025 and inaugurated the Center for Excellence in Human-Wildlife Conflict Management at Coimbatore. Before the meeting, PM took a jungle safari at Gir National Park and also participated in the tree plantation at Sea Southern Campus in Gir. He also flagged off the patrolling bikes for the field staff for the conservation and management of wildlife and also interacted with the eco-guides, trackers and other women field staff. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In a social media post, the Prime Minister lauded the collective conservation efforts at Gir Forest that ensured steady rise in the population of Asiatic lions. Mr. Modi also commended the role of tribal communities and women in preserving the Asiatic lion habitat. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the dairy sector not only contributes to the development of the country, but also contributes significantly to rural development and prosperity of small farmers. Inaugurating the workshop on sustainability and circularity in the dairy sector in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said the dairy sector also takes care of the nutrition of the country.
हमारा डेयरी सेक्टर एक प्रकार से देश के विकास को तो गति देता ही देता है परंतु ग्रामीण विकास और भूमिहीन किसान और छोटे किसानों को समृद्ध बनाने में भी इसकी बहुत बड़ा योगदान है हमारे देश के पोषण की भी चिंता करता है देश को दुनिया में एक नंबर का दूध उत्पादक भी बनाने में इसका योगदान है
The cooperation minister said sustainability and circularity in the dairy sector is important for White Revolution 2.0. Mr. Shah stressed on the need to create dairy union in 80% of the districts of the country.
सहकार से शक्ति, सहकार से सहयोग और सहकार से समृद्धि ये तीनों सूत्रों को हम चरितार्थ करने के लिए काफी कुछ आगे बढ़ चुके हैं और आप सभी जानते हैं सहकारिता का उद्देश्य प्रॉफिट तो है ही परंतु इसके साथ पीपल फर्स्ट का भी हमारा उद्देश्य है प्रॉफिट फॉर पीपल इस सूत्र को सहकारिता के माध्यम से ही हम चरितार्थ कर सकते हैं
द वर्कशॉप विल फोकस ऑन पॉलिसीज एंड इनिशिएटिव्स ऑफ द मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ कोऑपरेशन एंड द मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ एनिमल हस्बेंड्री डेयरिंग एंड फिशरीज एम्ड एट प्रमोटिंग सस्टेनेबल डेयरी फार्मिंग व्हाइल एंश्योरिंग इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ विद एनवायरमेंटल रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Rajiv Ranjan Singh said the milk production in the country has increased by more than 63% in the last 10 years. During the workshop, memorandums of understanding were signed for the establishment of biogas plants across multiple states. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has reiterated that India is on track to become the third largest economy in the world in the coming 2 years. He said India has now become the fifth largest economy in the world. He said this while addressing the Armed Forces Flag Day CSR conclave in New Delhi today. Mr. Singh emphasized the crucial role of both the public and private sectors in the country's economic development.
वह देश और तेजी से आगे जाता है अर्थव्यवस्था की ऊंचाइयों को हासिल करता है जिसमें कि प्राइवेट सेक्टर अपना मेजर रोल प्ले करते हैं सारी दुनिया की बड़ी बड़ी फाइनेंशियल फर्म्स बड़े बड़े इकोनॉमिस्ट अब यह दावा कर रहे हैं कि भारत जिस तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहा है और उसमें प्राइवेट सेक्टर का कंट्रीब्यूशन भी जिस तेजी से बढ़ता जा रहा है उसे देखते हुए इस सच्चाई को नकारा नहीं जा सकता है कि 2027 आते आते भारत दुनिया की टॉप थ्री कंट्रीज में आकर खड़ा हो जाएगा.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a meeting with Belgium's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Maxime Prevot in New Delhi and highlighted India's historical relation with the country. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said the two countries have good and steady relations in the areas of trade, industry, education, innovation and culture. He noted that they are also holding discussion in the fields of semiconductor, AI and clean energy.
Our relations have always been good. What has been a very good, steady relationship in a range of issues, trade, industry, education, innovation, culture, today has the possibility of growing in a more contemporary format. We are discussing semiconductors and AI and clean energy and research and innovation.
Dr. Jaishankar also held a meeting with Princess Astrid of Belgium this afternoon in the national capital. Princess Astrid of Belgium, who is on a 7-day visit to India, will also call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In a significant verdict, the Supreme Court today held that visually impaired persons cannot be denied opportunity of employment in judicial services. Pronouncing the verdict today, Justice R. Mahadevan said persons with disabilities must not face any discrimination in their pursuit of judicial service recruitments and that the state must provide them affirmative action to ensure an inclusive framework. A bench comprising Justices J.B. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan had reserved the judgment on 6 petitions, including a Suomoto case, in December last year, over non-grant of quota to such candidates in judicial services in a few states. The Delhi Assembly has resumed the discussion on the CAG report on public health, infrastructure and management of health services today. The report was tabled by the Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta last week. During the discussion on the report, Delhi Health Minister Pankaj Kumar Singh alleged that the CAG report exposed corruption of the previous Aam Aadmi Party-led Delhi government.
CAG रिपोर्ट के पेज नंबर 80 के अनुसार अरविंद केजरीवाल सरकार ने ब्लैक लिस्टेड और प्रतिबंधित कंपनियों के साथ मिली भगत कर दवाइयों की खरीदारी की जिसमें दवाई एक्सपायर हो जाती है उस एक्सपायर दवाई को भी पाया गया. इससे स्पष्ट है कि अरविंद केजरीवाल जी की भ्रष्ट सरकार ने कभी भी दिल्ली की जनता के लिए जान माल का ख्याल नहीं रखा.
Other BJP MLAs also supported the call for investigation into this matter. The budget session of the Delhi Assembly will be held from the 24th to the 26th of March. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said this while briefing the media in New Delhi. She also released a phone number and email ID for people to send their suggestions for the budget 2025.
Ye budget viksit Delhi budget hai aur isme pratyek varg के सुझाव शामिल हो और इसी दिशा में दिल्ली की जनता की प्राथमिकताओं का संज्ञान लेना और उसको लेते हुए बजट की रूपरेखा को तैयार करना इस समय हमारा ध्येय है. दिल्ली सरकार की ओर से व्हाट्सएप नंबर ईमेल आईडी हमने जारी किया है जिसमें लिखित में दिल्ली का कोई भी व्यक्ति अपने सुझाव दे सकता है.
The month-long budget session of the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly has begun with the address of Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. He said the government is committed to fulfilling the long-standing demand of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir.
My government recognizes the emotional and political significance of the statehood for the people and is actively engaging with all stakeholders to facilitate this process in a manner that ensures peace, stability and progress. It is firmly committed to maintaining peace and harmony, ensuring that the aspirations of our people are protected and inclusive society built on mutual respect and harmony, paving the path to a prosperous and peaceful future.
The LG added that the government is also committed to facilitate the return of Kashmiri Pandits and create a safe and conducive environment for it. The 97th edition of the Academy Awards has concluded in Los Angeles. Director Sean Baker's romantic comedy drama Anora emerged as the ceremony's biggest winner, taking home 5 awards in Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Editing, and Best Actress categories. However, Emilia Perez topped this year's nominations with 13 nods. Adrian Brody grabbed the Best Actor Oscar for The Brutalist.
If I may just humbly begin by giving thanks for the tremendous outpouring of love that I've felt from this world and every individual that has treated me with respect and appreciation. I feel so fortunate. Acting is a very fragile profession. It looks very glamorous, and at certain moments it is, but the one thing that I've gained having the privilege to come back here is to have some perspective.
Mikey Madison won the Best Actress for Anora.
Thank you so much to the Academy. To be here standing in this room today is really incredible. I also just want to recognize the thoughtful, intelligent, beautiful, breathtaking work of my fellow nominees. I'm honored to be recognized alongside all of you. This is a dream come true.
In Jammu and Kashmir, most of the plains and upper reaches in Kashmir Valley have been witnessing rain and snowfall since early morning. The Srinagar city also received light rains since morning. The snowfall has been reported from maximum areas in North Kashmir's Kupwara and Bandipora districts. The Gurez-Bandipora road has been closed for vehicular traffic due to heavy snowfall in the area. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast fairly widespread rainfall and snowfall today over the western Himalayan region, including Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD scientist Dr. Shoma Sen Roy said an orange alert has been issued over the region today. India's Krishna Jaishankar made history at the Mountain West Indoor Track and Field Championships 2025 in New Mexico by becoming the first Indian woman to cross the 16-meter mark in indoor shot put. Her record-breaking throw measured 16.03 meters. She clinched the bronze medal with her final throw. The 22-year-old broke the previous Indian indoor record of 15.54 meters, set by Purna Rao Rane in the 2023 American Athletic Conference Indoor Championships. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring a discussion on rising obesity concerns and preventive measures. Assistant Professor, Department of Cardiology, AIIMS, New Delhi, Dr. Saurabh Agastam, and dietitian Dr. Mala Manral will answer the queries of listeners on the subject. You can ask questions on telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-233-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs 7th meeting of National Board for Wildlife at Junagadh in Gujarat, commends the role of tribal communities and women in preserving the Asiatic lion habitat. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah says along with driving the country's development, dairy sector plays important role in strengthening the rural economy. Supreme Court rules visually impaired persons cannot be denied opportunity of employment in judicial services. Director Sean Baker's Anora sweeps the Oscars with 5 awards including Best Picture, Best Director and Best Actress. In Jammu and Kashmir, plains and upper reaches of Kashmir Valley receive rain and snowfall since early morning, and India's Krishna Jaishankar becomes first Indian woman to cross 16-meter mark in indoor shot put. And with that, we end the midday news.